Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, man, it is a Thursday edition of Dukes and Bell with our man Abe, because Carl's on vacay. He will be back. Carl has not been traded to the morning shift, as Mike Johnson tweeted earlier in the week. Carl's just enjoying a, we believe, European sojourn. We'll find out when he gets back. This Saturday, guys, from noon to 2, join Ali Mack, Ed Boyle's Kia over in Marietta as we get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan's going to win the ultimate tailgate kit, 50-inch 4K TV. Hey, what's up, brother? 4K TV with rolling stand, other prizes, plus another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game Saturday, noon to 2, Ed Boyle's Kia in Marietta. Go see Ali Mack from the morning shift with 92.9 The Game. Just talking to a couple of listeners. These guys are great hanging out here. We got Miller Lights flowing like water. Shout out at the bar. One of those guys from Georgia Tech who knows what it likes and knows how it feels to beat UGA. My boy Knapp. Knapp played offensive line with Brent Key. And, of course, getting the love from Georgia fans up here in Custance. But my man does a great job with the APD and just a good friend. I've known him going back to the old days of Lulu's day-day, drinking those fish bowls in Buckhead, back when Buckhead was Buckhead. Oh, man, it was such a good time. Abe, now, you grew up, where'd you grow up, and did you get a chance to sample the goods of Buckhead and its
No, product? Not really. The closest I could get to Buckhead in those days was the ESPN zone, because I was underage.
Oh, and that wasn't even Buckhead.
No, I know. Yeah, I know. But I was underage, right. But yeah, I grew up here in Atlanta.
No, Knapp, back in the day, Lulu's, Bar Atlanta, what was it, Metropolitan Pizza, where all the strippers used to hang out on Wednesday nights, the Lodge, you name it, Dixie Tavern. There were so many great spots. The original Buckhead Saloon. Yeah, I mean, I know it's like nostalgia. It's the old photos. Of course, back then, nobody had camera phones.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a good thing back in the day. Oh, Day-Day, you got it up? Which one are you, baby? I don't know. We'll find out which mic you're on.
Oh.
Let's try that one.
Is that me? Is
hey,
that,
yeah, there you go. It What's is? Up,
yeah,
baby?
But, you know, and to your point, Mike, back then, at that time, people, celebrities, whatever you want to call them, like, they hung out regularly because
yes,
there was no, you know, like you said, cell phones and cameras. So you'd go somewhere and, you know, Usher's hanging out in there, Lil
right.
John's hanging out. Like, you would just see, you know, athletes. They're just hanging out because it wasn't all this snap, snap, can I get a video, all that stuff going on.
No, so we talked about it, the old days, the Gold Club. I mean, the Gold Club was a legendary. You'd start your night at the Gold Club, or you'd end your night at the Gold Club, and you'd see the big show. You know, Kevin Nash will be there. You'll see members of the Braves. You talked about it. WWE, country music stars, hip-hop. It was all going down. It was just a different time. What else? Oh, I forgot Makos. Makos was next to Lulu's with the swing.
Yes.
I remember one time we were out, me and Johnny Plops and the guys, and there was a bunch of British cops, bobbies, they were over here for an international law enforcement convention at the World Congress Center. And, of course, where do you think we took him? I had a pickup truck deal from Jim Ellis. I had a Mazda with, like, flames on the side.
Nice.
I said, everybody pile in the back. Took him to the Gold Club.
It was right down the street.
International relations, man. Hey, it's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Gustin's here in Ackworth, right off 41. Great crowd, good time, fun time. Join the party, pal. This hour of the program and this segment brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Falcons down to five, now up to, I should say, to 5.5-point dogs. Started at 4.5. It's on Prime Video on Amazon. Don't forget to sync up your radio. Listen to Arch and West with the call. The big storyline today, Abe, I had your chance to work with you in a couple days.
Yeah.
I mean, the memes of Uncle Rico or the time that Pete Carroll was throwing the football or any time a grandfather's throwing a football in the backyard, it says Philip Rivers practicing with the Colts.
Y'all joke about it. Just be lucky he's not facing us one of these weeks. I'd be nervous. The amount of players who have been player of the week against the Atlanta Falcons this season.
And by the way, little faith do they have in Anthony Richardson, who should have stayed in college?
Well, he's
I know he hit his orbital bone. You guys know the story on this? Anthony Richardson was the rookie out of Florida who they benched in favor of Daniel Jones.
That's right.
He was using one of those elastic bands, like Body by Jake.
Yeah.
Just sling it around your doorknob and get some. And he basically gets hit in the face with the band and pops his orbital bone.
What happened was whatever the band was attached to, the bar snapped.
Jeez.
And it was the bar that came and hit him. I assume it was like a hard plastic sort of thing. But, yeah, he got popped in the eye, and he's never recovered.
Yeah, but you
Riley Leonard's got a knee thing.
Yeah, but an orbital bone, it heals. I mean, you've got a helmet on. They can put a visor on you. They never want to see this guy, it sounds like, ever on the field again for the Colts.
It's a mess. You knew it was a mess. It was always a mess. The only thing that was surprising was that Daniel Jones was as good as you. He was supposed to be a mess, too.
They
right?
thought they were getting that Jaden Daniels type or Mike Vick, that super athletic guy.
I'll tell you who knew they weren't. Every Florida Gator fan.
Yes, and that's
every Florida Gator fan was like, this guy needs at least one more year.
He needed to transfer to I think, who was it? Jalen Milroe should have done the same thing for Alabama. Mm. Milroe did. Remember we talked about this? He should have transferred to a better passing offense.
We just saw him. He's Seattle,
yes,
right?
Yes, and get a better shot to get your game rounded up. Anthony Richardson, look, I don't begrudge, just like the NBA. If I was 18, I could go in the draft. But in the case of him, you weren't ready, and now you've blown it because all you're going to bank was that bonus you get from being a first-round pick, but you're probably never going to be doing anything other than wearing a baseball hat on the practice
squad. And aside from the development, he's got the Jackson Dart syndrome where he just keeps taking hits. He took hits in college and got hurt. He took hits in the NFL and got hurt. And it was never really – because he was good his first game. He was very good, but physically he just couldn't hold up.
Hey, speaking of injuries, up in Pittsburgh, there's a pretty big one. And that is, and I just had it, Day-Day puts good notes for me together, getting it ready, is TJ? TJ Watt apparently is banged up. And so what's the nature of it, Day-Day? Jump back on, man.
Well, this one's interesting because it sounds like he wasn't hurt, while dealing with the team. It sounds like he was hurt in the training room.
Yeah, and they said it's a throat. Sounds like it's some type of
throat
issue. What
the hell's going on? These guys are pro athletes.
It's a lung.
Lung issue.
Yeah.
But apparently he's comfortable.
Do you remember, Mike, and I don't know if it's the same thing, so I just be aware I'm not saying it's the exact same issue. Do you remember when the Chargers injured Tyrod Taylor trying to give him an injection?
Yes, he got a shot for busted ribs.
Yeah, that's right.
They gave him a pain-killing shot before the game.
And they ended up breaking his rib,
and
right?
They went into his lung.
That's
and he
right.
collapsed his lung.
It punctured his lung.
And
right.
we used to, Carl and I joked around, like, who's this friggin' doctor?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Where'd they get this guy from? Is he disbarred in Tijuana?
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's the same thing there, but it sounds like something similar because the way I read it was that he got injured while in the training room. So that's tough.
Hey, we get a flex game this week. We were just talking about, we're surprised that the Falcons and the Rams didn't get dumped on Monday Night Football, but it's staying on Monday Night Football. So it's going to be, I guess, what?
Well, week 16.
Week 16.
Yeah.
It's a better game. The Bengals-Dolphins, and the Bengals aren't going anywhere. Dolphins have turned it around. Still going to make the playoffs before we start crowning Coach Bra as the genius with the turnaround. Although they've done better since they fired the general manager. Go figure that one. But the obviously the Ravens and the Patriots is a much better game. So the NFL flexes Patriots-Ravens to week 16. But I'll tell you what, again, Abe, your thoughts.
Is that a better game?
Jalen Hurts, no, it's a better. Jalen Hurts looked terrible, and we've seen it with Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, the last few outings, has just gotten, he's reverted back to that stuff, which eventually got them to bring Todd Monken in. I thought they'd fixed it. He makes terrible decisions with the football.
Yeah, ultimately.
And I'm a Lamar Jackson fan, but it's amazing how you can be MVP 2 years, and sometimes Day-Day look as bad as Lamar Jackson does in regular season and playoffs.
Ultimately, what it boils down to for both of them, by the way, and I think not exactly the same quarterback, but neither of them are just great passers. They're not elite passers. And it feels like the Eagles are trying to, whether it's because of limitations physically or whatever, both Jalen and Lamar Jackson have been turned into passers, and they need to be runners.
Well, if we're honest, Eagles never really relied on Jalen.
Well, the Eagles' issue is their O-line.
Right, yeah.
Right.
The Eagles, I don't think, have a Jalen Hurts issue. I think they have an offensive line issue.
Right.
The Ravens, I think, have a Lamar Jackson issue, and I think right. that's a physical aspect where he's just not able to do what they need him to do, mostly running the ball. Mm-hmm. This guy used to run for 115 a game. Right. They're not getting that anymore.
Hey, a couple of guys hit me up on the text line. They go, man, Cam Newton's got to be crying somewhere that Philip Rivers got a shot.
Oh, he is.
And he's 5 years older.
He is.
Now, again, I can't watch that show.
I didn't
show.
Even think about that.
When the stuff on ESPN is on at the gym,
yeah.
there's a couple of dudes I train with. And I'll give a shout, by the way, I want to give a shout out to Reginald.
But
big listener.
But I'm mad.
I was at the gym yesterday, and he goes, you know Cam Newton's going to be crying like a – starts with a B. And I go, yes, he probably will be.
That's – because. Egregious.
So Cam with his crazy hats. Somebody put it on social media the other day, and I thought it was the most brilliant tweet. And they're talking about Cam in his outfit with the hat, and he said, Cam Newton, he looks like an evil chocolate factory owner who's looking to put Willy Wonka out of business.
He's a bum.
Just needs a different overcoat. He'd be right there.
Right.
Yeah, but, I saw the clips
Cam,
of him crying.
It's egregious. So the forgotten Cam left to die.
So he was already complaining then.
Yeah,
I saw
him complaining today.
He felt just disrespected. The Colts signed a 44-year-old grandfather before they even called him at age 39.
Philip Rivers played better in 2020 than Cam Newton did at the end of his career.
Cam, the numbers don't lie. I mean, the accuracy wasn't there. He could still scramble for a touchdown in the red zone. And look, Cam was an MVP. And he's got to get over it.
But
just turn the page, guy. Get on with your life.
Well,
and the thing is, the racial thing always tinges into it because it's generally a white young quarterback he's crapping on. I've never heard him call out an African American quarterback on that show. And people see that day-to-day and they go, come on, Cam. You know, it's kind of transparent. So come on. You know what? Did you call the Colts? Because it's one thing. Did you call Indianapolis? Were you putting it out there on the street? You were willing day-to-day, right? To come back, you can't complain if you weren't willing to make the rounds. I don't know.
By the way, Philip Rivers was signed to the practice squad. There is a headache associated with Cam Newton that you can't just put on the practice squad.
Right. Because immediately it goes sideways.
Yeah.
That's why, look, would I have rolled the dice? Would I have taken Cam Newton over Ritter? Yes, in a heartbeat. I said it at the time. But the Falcons didn't want that smoke because they're too conservative. They don't want that heat. Yeah. Cam coming back to Atlanta, I would have rolled it. It could have been no worse than Mariota and Ritter at the end.
What do you think the conversation is if Cam Newton's on the practice squad, Riley Leonard starts and plays poor?
Right.
What's the media discussion then versus what happens if Philip Rivers is on the practice squad?
And I get it. Sometimes there are agendas. I'll still for the life of me not figure out what they were doing with Shedeur Sanders in Cleveland. I'll buy that. We'll come back, guys, live at Gustin's. We've got everybody here. We've got toddlers walking around. We've got regulars that apparently live here that apparently actually have – they sublet their spots at the bar, I found out today. It's brought to you by Miller Lite. We'll be here until 4, early edition, guys, because we've got to get to the wait for tailgate and then the Falcons pregame show. We come back. Soap opera in Michigan. Shame. Shame, Wolverines. Shame.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell. The Braves making some moves today. We've been talking a lot about the Falcons. It's a very quick show, just 2 hours, live from Gustin's, here off of 41 in Ackworth. Real quick, the Braves signed Robert Suarez, as you heard in the update, and I can't wait to see this guy close. 98 miles an hour at age 34, 98.6. That's the guy when the Braves, the bullpen door opens in the ninth inning, that's the guy that should be pitching, not somebody who's nipping, you know, aiming for the corners, throwing breaking balls, off-speed stuff. I need some heat, meat, and you're telling me, Abe Gordon, not the case. You feel the Braves are going to roll out with Iglesias and that Robert Suarez, who we just signed a 3-year, $45 million contract that Jeff Passan had from ESPN initially. And you're telling me it's going to be role reversal. He'll be the setup.
That's what it seems to look like, at least from the
start. Doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. And again, certainly with Snit, there was a lot of loyalty and some stubbornness, and it'll be interesting to see with Walt Weiss. The one thing I'm hoping, and I mentioned this to you as well, just be willing to adjust. Be willing to adapt. Be willing to change roles if it calls for that, because you just can't give away games in Major League Baseball. And we've seen the Braves' seasons fall apart the last couple of years at times because of the bullpen. It's nice to boost the bullpen, but, yeah, I'm with you. It makes sense. Suarez is an all-star a year ago, one of the top closers in baseball, and we're bringing in him to set up. That's fine until it's not fine. Just be willing to change if need be.
No. I mean, you're basically, Abe's an old line that my agent, hey, brother, good to see you. A line that our old agent, Carl and ours, used to say, there's the world you live in, and there's the world you want.
Yeah.
And you're telling me the world I'm living in, that's Iglesias closing. All righty then. Day-Day is ready to go. The brains of the operation live from Gustin's. As we said, brought to you by Miller Lite today. There's Miller Lite swag. We got the really cool football koozies, which have the football. I love that. Again, because we go through koozies like socks. You can never get enough of those. And specials on Miller Lite. So join the party. We'll be here till 4. And, of course, yeah, get ready for the Falcons on Thursday Night Football against the Bucks. Day-Day is a combination of yeah, man, no, man, and guy talk. It's hey, yeah, man, no. Right here, as we're off at 4. Man, Steak and Sandra and Rusty are stealing money with this 2 hour stuff.
I know, right? Feels good, right?
Hey, yesterday we had our Christmas party, and I got to hang out with our sisters and brothers from V103 and Star 94, WAOK.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I was running upstairs with two slices of pizza, you know, like an animal, and up there in the studio. But we had a great time. Thanks to Mike Johnson for filling in. All right, brother, what you got today?
All right, so I'm going to actually throw this one back to you. NASCAR settles this federal antitrust case filed by 2311 and Front Row. Tell me what this means. Because someone, a listener, put it to us this way in our behind the curtain this morning. They asked, So does this mean NASCAR lost?
Yes, NASCAR lost. NASCAR thought that nobody would take him to the mattresses on this, to use a phrase from Godfather. Michael Jordan and his team basically said, and it's kind of hard to explain. Think of it as like guaranteed spots that you buy into that are given out to. It's a little convoluted how NASCAR has done this, going all the way back to the France family back in the day. So it's almost like well, why can't I just show up with my car and qualify for the race and I make the race?
Right.
And all 43 or 50 cars can show up and try to make it. And no, they basically slated spots that are locked in the field, to put it in layman's terms.
Okay.
And those come with a price.
The term they use is permanent charter.
Yes,
a charter. There's 36 of them.
Think of it as a personal seat license for the cars. Giving you the right to race.
Gotcha. So that's a nice little segue because apparently.
And Michael Jordan said this is BS.
Right.
Nobody else was going to fight it. And one of the funny pieces of information came out that NASCAR brass, amongst other things that were in phone records, called Richard Childress a dumb redneck. Mm. And he doesn't take kindly to that. That's, for those who don't know, legendary team owner of Dale Earnhardt and numerous other drivers. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff that NASCAR didn't want and would be continuing to come out
right.
if this didn't get settled. And that's apparently what they've done.
Got you. So interesting enough, you talk about the guaranteed spots. Remember last week, or was it earlier this week? It might have been last week, but we heard that there was the reports that Notre Dame and this new deal going to the next season, that they'd pretty much be guaranteed a spot in the playoffs. Well, potentially, there could be some smoke with that. It looks like ADs from all the other leagues
are
threatening to freeze Notre Dame out of future scheduling
yes.
after they found out about this. And so what do you guys think, man? Has Notre Dame kind of found themselves in a bit of a pickle with this situation?
No, I don't think so, Mike.
I mean, what is it now? It's the message or the letter of understanding?
It was memorandum, which reportedly grants Notre Dame preferential playoff
yes.
access.
I want to get my acronyms correct on their MOU, message of understanding. But anyway, this basically to Abe's and to your point, Dede, that they're locked in. If they're in the top 12, they're in. Why are they in? Because Notre Dame is a big brand. They make $50 million a year from NBC through 2029. So they're too big to fail, too big to join a conference. That's why I always say just the tip when right. it comes to them in the ACC. And the thing is, the ACC guys, Abe, if you remember, helped them out when all their Big Ten and Pac-12 teams canceled the season.
Yeah.
And the ACC right. threw them a lifeline. So it's kind of disingenuous for Notre Dame to say, you're lobbying for Miami over us. Well, they beat you head-to-head, Sparky. Sorry.
Right.
So now a lot of other schools are saying, screw Notre Dame. You've had preferential treatment all those years that Brian Kelly's teams did nothing in the playoffs. I don't want to lump him in with Marcus Freeman because he did a hell of a job last year. Those guys earned it. But those teams before that never earned it. That's why a lot of folks are saying, pound sand, Notre Dame. You've made it easy to say for us to say, we're going to try to marginalize you.
Right. Yeah, a couple of things. If it goes to 16, they don't have an agreement. This agreement with where they're ranked in automatic spot is only in a 12 or 14 team format. So I believe it's going to 16 at some point relatively soon. If it goes to 16, they'll either have to argue their way into a new agreement or just deal with the at-large consequences, which is what happened to them in this year as well. I also just don't buy that programs are going to ice them out. I just think there's too much opportunity to be on national TV facing Notre Dame. I just don't believe that. I think it's still better for your program, depending on what level of school you are, to be playing either at or hosting Notre Dame. So I think it's another game of chicken, as you want to call it, Mike. I think they're going to say this. I think when push comes to shove and they have an offer to play at Notre Dame or to have Notre Dame come to their house, if you're one of these Purdue's not going to say no.
No, and real quick, I was talking to a guy at the bar. He's around here somewhere. He's wearing the Notre Dame hat. And he goes, what's your mean on with Notre Dame? We're having fun. He's talking to my buddy Nap from Georgia Tech. The problem with Notre Dame, and my father attended Notre Dame after Vietnam on the GI Bill, and my dad loved Notre Dame. I went to South Bend 888 when I was a kid.
Right.
I just never vibed it. I've talked about this going all the way back to my days at 790. Elitists, snobs, kind of like what Michigan pulls. Like, their stuff just doesn't stink. You know, Ohio State are comfortable in their own skin. You know, they are meatheads, but Michigan people look down on everybody. And in the case of Notre Dame, it's the same thing. And Dave, you know the history. Yeah. I mentioned this, so I'll make it this brief. I mentioned this earlier in the week. Back when it was Newt Rockne, and, you know, when they were a scrappy, tiny little school in this little town in the middle of nowhere, you know, in Indiana, they had to fight against the East Coast establishment, Army and Navy and the Ivy League and all that. And that's when they were the plucky underdogs. Now they hold all the cards. That's why it's the world's smallest violin for Notre Dame to play victim card here. When everyone says, you should have just joined a conference, you should have just joined the Big Ten years ago, but they've never needed to do that with the influx of cash from their TV contract.
Yeah, and what ticks me off, Mike, is the seemingly lack of understanding from AD Pete Bevacqua in what the AC stance on this was. Because if the roles were reversed in any sort of situation, of course the ACC is going to fight for their team to get in. And for Notre Dame to not understand that, for Notre Dame to quietly threatened. Because Notre Dame, you got to remember, Notre Dame is an ACC member in every sport besides
football.
And so,
from volleyball to basketball to you name it. Right.
So there is a partnership there. They have a scheduling alliance, as you want to call it. It's not going to fall apart. But for Notre Dame to not understand why the ACC did what they did is also nonsense. It's small brain thinking. And so that to me is why I wasn't here for Pete Bavakwa's nonsense crybaby fuss. Over all of it is, of course, the ACC is going to try and get Miami in. That's where the revenue comes from. So why waste our time complaining about it? You're not going anywhere. You're not going to be fully independent in all sports. So shut up, deal with it, and you know what? Don't lose your first two games next year. Why don't you try that? Why don't you try not starting out 0-2?
Right. That's it. Hey, Day-Day.
We're getting to conference and playing a title game.
Please, Abe. We're cutting to Day-Day. You
guys are good. All jokes aside, the Notre Dame thing is serious. And I told you guys, I'm a fan of Notre Dame. I grew up loving Notre Dame. Right. But it is to the point in this day and age, I think they got to choose what's more important to them.
Right.
Getting that check. Keeping all the money for TV or getting into a conference and, you know, having legit opportunities to get into these playoffs. One more thing, I should say, and then I got one more thing. But shouts out to Georgia State. I don't know if you guys saw this, but they have gotten the okay for a baseball facility at the iconic site of where Turner Field was, or the old Fulton County Stadium, I should say. They're going to move the Hank Aaron Stadium into this area, and they're going to mark out there in the field, somewhere in the outfield, where the home run 755.
So walk me through this here. Uh-huh. I assume we're keeping Center Park Stadium, obviously. Are we getting rid of the blue lot?
So where the
there?
Parking lot is, that they
right
turned
there?
Correct. They're right going to turn Fulton, that into the – and I don't know the last time you've been there. They've actually got, like, the living – they put, like, apartments.
I ran a half marathon.
There you go. So it's right behind the apartments where they, like I said, they turned it into the lot there. So just want to give them a shout-out.
Bye-bye green lot. Bye-bye blue lot.
Right.
All getting out of here.
And then the last thing I want to do is give a shout-out. Last night, Abe, you and I were talking about this. We both had the Iowa State-Iowa game on.
Sure did.
Want to give a shout-out to a local kid, Chazity Wright. She went to Wesleyan. I had the game on. Was kind of watching but not watching because I was kind of starting my show prep. And she goes by the nickname Chit Chat, and I heard them mention Chit Chat, and I kept thinking to myself, can't be too many Chit Chats playing women's college basketball out there. Look up. And sure enough, it was Chazity Wright. So just wanted to give her a shout-out. It's always cool for me because you guys know how I cover high school sports. For me personally, it's always cool when I hear their names mentioned at the next level. So just wanted to throw that out there. That's
cool. All right, man. Good stuff. We were talking earlier today. The big story in sports is this unfortunate soap opera for Michigan. Again, it's not Shamar Moore. That's SWAT. And again, it's Sharon Moore, the head coach. And, of course, we talked about when you get in trouble, they take the shot you don't want. The video that's now been making the rounds is from a Michigan game where they announced the coach or somewhere, and that is the assistant that he had the alleged affair with is next to him. Very obvious to see because she's got those, Day-Day, it is what it is, the cheap-looking hair extensions. I mean, you can do a better job with that. But, I mean, that stuff is undefeated. And then subsequently, two separate incidents. Michigan fires him for cause. They investigated. You can't have relations with someone on staff. And then by now, you hadn't heard it. He apparently gets into a shouting match with his wife, drives over to the alleged girlfriend's house, threatens to kill himself, holding a knife to his throat. And that's why he was taken in by the police, handed off from one jurisdiction to another in suburban Ann Arbor. So it's just a nightmare for them. And now it's a nightmare for anybody who's got a coach who's doing their job because you're worried about him getting poached by Michigan if you don't have that big buyout. Anyway, that's the big story today. Man, this show's flying.
Yeah.
I stand by my statement. A two-hour show is stealing money. Carl and I used to do cinco hours. We're live at Gustin's. We got a full house, man. We got a great crowd over here. These guys are throwing down. We got brewskis going down. We got free stuff. When I was doing my rant about Notre Dame, see the guy in the Miami hat? He's like, hell yeah. He's going nuts. We'll come back. One final look at the Falcons before we turn things over to the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. But since traffic's going to take me 3 hours.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In Ackworth, show has flown by because it's been 2 hours. That's why it's flown by. It's brought to you by Miller Lite tonight. Get ready for the Falcons, guys. Wait for a tailgate show, pregame, plenty of fun. We've handicapped the game, guys. If we play to our capabilities, you know, that's one thing, Day-Day. When we're at full strength, we know we can hang with anybody. We've shown that. Beating Buffalo, had enough, I thought, to beat San Francisco. The coaches made some mistakes. But when you don't have Drake London and your receiver core is not that great, Mike Johnson had a great phrase on Tuesday when we were up at Flowery Branch. The Falcons' passing game and offense, it's station to station. There is no explosive plays. There's no over the top. We did see Darnell Mooney catch the touchdown 50 yards in the air in New Orleans. So where is that? This knucklehead runs
out of bounds.
He runs out of bounds. But that's why when your season is going the way the Falcons' season is going, that's when you see a guy run out of bounds for a touchdown. That's when you see, you know, a missed assignment on special teams. Special teams they've never fixed. I can't imagine, Abe, that they bring Raheem Morris back. Real quick, I want to get your take before we get out of here. Day-Day brought this up a few times in the last few weeks. Coach has been pretty cool with us. Yeah, he gets a little chippy with me because I get chippy with him.
Sure.
But he's had a zen-like sort of peace. Do you think he knows something we don't know? Is there any way in this world that Arthur Blank brings him back because events got beyond his control? Which I would say that's a completely ridiculous argument. They lost this season when they lost five games in a row because they couldn't correct things that were correctable. And the coach, you also hired two rookie coordinators who hadn't done the job, and that's on Raheem Morris.
So let me ask you a question before I answer the question you asked me. Do you think the decision's already been made? Yes, whether or not he's coming back, either way. Or is there something that could change in these last four games?
Here's the thing. You've already lost 7 out of 8. What could it possibly mean? So you pull an upset today or against the Rams. What does that possibly mean in the final analysis if you wind up with 6 wins?
So to you're in this stance.
There is no way if I own this team
that nothing could change.
The general manager or the coach could salvage their jobs.
And I'm totally fine with that mindset. I tend to agree, Mike. I think a decision has been made one way or the other. I think that's where the calmness comes from. Either he knows he's coming back and is coaching, you know, with that mentality, or he already knows it's done. And I tend to lean in that manner. I tend to lean in the fact that he already knows he's not going to be brought back. That's why he didn't fire Marquise Williams. That's why he didn't replace Zach Robinson. And to me, that feels a little bit more likely. That's been my theory for a week or two now, is that he's not going to fire Zach Marquise Williams at this point because he knows they're all getting fired. It's not saving his job. It's not a last-ditch effort to be retained. And so right. Why ruin someone's life a month and a half earlier than you have to? So that's kind of where I stand, is that I do think he knows that it's already over.
Right.
And he's doing his best to rally guys and do what he's paid to do still. But I do think that ultimately they have already told him, you're not going to be retained.
No, I mean, I said this to you a few times last week. It's just you have a second chance that a lot of folks around the league felt you deserved with your work as a defensive coordinator. And then there's some guys, and I think, you know, we've joked around off the air. We talked about this the other day. You know what the Peter principle is?
What you got?
There was a sociologist in Canada. I learned one of the few things that stuck in my head from Florida State was the Peter principle. You can look it up. It's that basically, let's just say you're in sales. You're a great sales guy. You close every day. You're good at your job. You know what you're not good at? Being a sales manager, running the division,
right,
overseeing other people. You have a specific skill set, like Liam Neeson. I've got a very specific skill set. But what the Peter principle says is, in American business, especially when they were talking about this in the 50s and 60s, people advance beyond their level of competency. So in other words, you're a really good defensive coordinator. You know, for instance, Josh McDaniels is a really good offensive coordinator.
This is Monty Kiffin.
He's not a head coach. That's where it's at. You know, Mickey Andrews at Florida State.
Yeah.
You're a great defensive coordinator. Bud Foster at Virginia Tech never wanted to be a head coach because he knew his limitations.
Yeah.
The Peter principle is, when Terry gets a job, I should say when Raheem gets a job as a head coach, he's advanced beyond his level of competency, if you follow that.
And
that's what I feel has happened.
And I've always used Monty Kiffin as the example in this scenario. I think it's okay to just live your entire life as one of the best defensive coordinators. And if that's all that is there for Raheem is, because he'll get another job. I don't think anyone doubts that. If the best he can do is be a defensive coordinator, I don't think there's any shame in that. But I tend to agree with you. It feels like he's out of his element a little bit. In a moment where you had to hire the right coordinators on both sides of the ball and now on special teams, this team does not have the right coordinators, and it has seriously impacted his ability to be a head coach, not to take away from his other weaknesses, including clock management and some of those decisions.
Our man Abe Gordon, guys, filling in for Carl. Carl's coming back Tuesday. Tomorrow, a special edition of Dukes and Bell. Dave Archer will be live from the Gateway Center. We'll get you ready for some Skyhawks action. It's time to see Carl calling those games on Peachtree TV. So we'll be hanging out with Bryant McFadden. Also, our weekly visit with Steve Coonan. And
Mike
Griffith with the Dogs, because we're a little skimpy on time today with a two-hour program. Griffith's take on the draw the Georgia Bulldogs get. What do you think about a rematch with that semifinal from a few years ago with Ohio State? Because I thought Georgia should have advanced to number 2. I know you and I spoke about this on
I would have liked that jump as well, yeah.
On Monday, but it will be Indiana with a much easier, one could argue, path to that championship game. What do you think about Ole Miss and Tulane? We don't need to see that. You know, I was joking around with you the other day. I've seen some of these games. I know the mechanism is in place. But, man, we don't need James Madison and Tulane. They might win one game, but they can't win 3 games against elite teams with more depth. That's what the old argument of Boise State beating Oklahoma, UCF beating Baylor. You know, that can happen, yeah. The little guy can do that every now and again, but you just can't make a consistent run in a 3-game playoff format. You buy that, or you still think the Cinderella story is viable? Like Tulane could play with Ohio State.
I don't think it's any less viable than it is. And I know basketball is a different sport, but is it any less viable? Like, those teams are never winning at all, but to see them get to the Sweet 16 still means something. I think to see any of these, quote, Cinderella group of 5 teams go up against the big boy, and if, this is not, but if they can win, and it's a matter of time, right, Mike?
Right.
It'll happen at some point. You play enough seasons. We've always said a 16 eventually will be to 1. Now we've seen it a couple times. It will happen at some point. I don't know if it's Tulane or James Madison this year.
Mm.
But, yeah, I think it's validated. Look, we all know they're going to get more teams in there. At what point do we have the right size? I think that's ultimately going to be the question. At 16 teams this year, we probably feel Texas, Vandy, some
right.
of these teams.
Well, the other thing is, and with Notre Dame, like we just spent a lot of time last segment with Day-Day talking about the Irish, with Notre Dame bailing out, it's kind of everybody said this was going to happen, and now it's happening. The bowl games are irrevelevant. And
they have been for a while.
You've added, like two things can be true. We've added too many bowl games. There's too many nonsense Mickey Mouse bowl games. You're rewarding mediocrity. It's like March Madness. Half of basketball gets in now, practically. But in the case of the bowls, you still have the granddaddy of them all. You still have the big ones. And there's a, you know a decent bowl game by where it's at. A good, decent bowl game in a New Year's Day in Jacksonville, like the Gator Bowl or the Citrus Bowl in Orlando. There's a place for those because the alumni want to travel and have a good time. You've got to fold those guys into this process as part of the 16 games.
Yeah.
Or the 16 teams, I should say, in the eight games.
And there's another push that you kind of use the bowl games, the spring games, and kind of do it in a different part of the calendar, and it doesn't count.
But the thing is, the bowl games just don't matter. When you went to a playoff, if the bowl games are not part of the playoff, they cease to have any, let's be honest, any relevance. That's why with the 16-team format, some of these other ones, with all due respect to the Poinsettia Bowl or the Bahamas Bowl, whatever it is, you're screwed. The Gasparilla Bowl, but the other ones that are still the ones that you recognize as being legitimate, they've got to be a part of this.
But I think you also want some of these games being played at home stadiums, and I think that's the other argument. Would you work it into the bowl system?
But you can't have it both ways.
When
we're talking about Ole Miss hosting Tulane,
right?
That's your Citrus Bowl.
Played in the New Orleans Bowl,
right? Yeah, there you go.
I mean, that'd be an unfair home.
You mean the R&L Carriers Bowl? Hey, man, it is Duke's.
I wrote out the whole bowl schedule. I don't think that exists anymore.
Wow! And Georgia Tech is going to the Pinstripe Bowl.
The Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Pop-Tarts
Bowl. That's right. Initially, they were linked. The Pop-Tarts Bowl. Speaking of bowls.
Although the Pinstripe Bowl is a great game.
I don't care what anybody says.
It's Penn State Clemson.
People dressed up as Pop-Tarts hopping out of a giant toaster oven. That's pretty cool in my book, man.
It's a little scary when they disappear into the toaster.
The kids got to learn. Pop-Tarts get cooked. You know, it's a good life lesson for the kids. I'm not sure how, but I thought it was. Hey, man, final analysis on the Falcons. Over-under is 44.5 for guys who aren't good at math. That means a 24-21 would put you over. That would be a 25.
The first game was 23-20, if I remember correctly. Correct.
23-20. And it should have gone to overtime, so there should have been at least three or six more points.
The number total was right there. The thing I'm looking for here, Mike, is because of the situation with the receiving core and kind of the offense in general, I don't have a lot of confidence that this team can drive up and down the field.
Right.
So what I need is explosives. And you talked about the concern about that with the receiving core. That means Bijan's got to do what he's got to do. And Kyle Pitts as well. We need to find a 50-plus yard touchdown tonight if you're going to want to win. I don't think you're getting these 14-play, 82-yard drives together against what the Buccaneers can do defensively.
Well,
you got to find something from deep range.
Well, that's why last week, or I should say Tuesday, when I asked Coach about expanding Bijan's role, and everybody's laughing. I mean, as a wide receiver.
How much more could you ask him to do?
Well, he had 22 catches plus, six targets is 28. Okay, I can do that math. Use him as a friggin' wide receiver. Use him in the slot. I mean, I'm just saying, everything you just touched on is accurate. If you're looking for a playmaker, Bijan is better than any of your other wide receivers right now.
So would you prefer more Tyler Allgeier carries in?
Yes.
Response with Bijan having potentially more receiving targets.
And again, you could have both guys in the backfield.
Yes.
Look, at the end of the day, Zach Robinson doesn't understand how to mesh the run game with the pass game. He just told you last week in the press conference, I ran the third down plays for the Rams. How about the first and the second downs? You work on those? Because you kind of need all three to make it happen. I'm so disappointed with the direction of this season. The Penix Jr. thing with the injury, we thought we had a built-in, let's be honest, we thought we had the built-in cushion with Kirk Cousins here. And then Murphy's Law, we get the injuries of the wide receivers because Kirk gets Pitts involved. He has shown the ability to get Mooney involved.
Yeah, I actually think Kirk has been fine, but he's not the story right now.
They're not catching the passes. They're not getting open, and when they do, they don't catch it.
Well, the other problem for me, Mike, is with the season gone, the playoffs gone, I don't really care what Kirk looks like. This would be a great time to see Michael Penix and see him develop and hopefully gain some optimism for next season, and he's injured. We don't need to get that.
It's not a knock at Michael Penix Jr. It's just we don't – when you say you don't know what he is –
Don't.
I don't.
No one can argue that they do.
I'd like to be able to say he'll come back from the injury. That's why you don't draft a guy who's had a history of knee injuries out of college. That's why you don't do that. Anyway, Day-Day, you were going
to
say something?
Yeah, just wanted to give you guys an update. Looks like Jeremy Fowler is reporting that Mike Evans will play tonight.
Yeah.
He won't be in every down, but he will be in on key ones.
So Egbuka, Godwin, and Mike Evans, who they started with.
And potentially Jalen McMillan.
Right. Yeah,
Otten is still out, though. Kate Otten, the tight end, is still out.
I believe Kate Otten is still out, yes.
Yeah, he had a couple of catches last year in their game down in Tampa Bay. By the way, real quick, it's throwbacks. I know it's kind of like a rapid fire, but just amongst the three of us, I love Buccaneer Bruce and the Creamsicles. I want to see the old Dolphins logo come back. What's your favorite old school logo? You got any favorite throwback in all sports? Ooh. I also want the Washington Bullets back. Hey, man, they cleaned up the crime rate, Dave. They can be the Bullets again.
Yeah, let's just leave that where it is.
The Wizards is so weak. The Washington Wizards is so weak. It's like when Metalark Lemon had, like, his Metalark's like Bucketeers. No, you're the Globetrotters or you're not.
So for me, it's actually the Hartford Whalers.
Because
living in Connecticut, even though I was more west and closer to New York and Jersey, that was the only professional team we had in the state. So that's who it was.
Which yours, Abe? You got one?
Yeah.
I love the Chargers powder blue, but they still wear those. Those are tight.
Is it the Patriots Pat logo where he's kind of in the old
hiking,
old getup, hiking the football? I like that logo.
My
man.
Favorite is one you don't. It doesn't mean anything in Tennessee.
The old Pat Patriot, right?
No,
there.
It's the Houston Oilers.
Yeah,
Houston.
That one's good too.
I love the Oilers and the Dolphins. That'd be my tie there, man. There you go. And the Braves wearing the '74 era Hank Aaron. Yeah. I'd love to see the Braves go when they were honoring Hank. Remember that? I wish they kept that as the home jersey, man. I thought that was super tight. Hey, man, thanks to Oren back at the ranch for pressing the buttons. Tomorrow, guys, down at Gateway Center. If you don't have tickets, come see Arch. It's worth the price of admission. Get those tickets and watch us. We'll be there at 6:30. Mike Griffith's going to join us talking dogs. Also, Steve Coonan with the Hawks. And, of course, our weekly visit with Bryant McFadden. AFC is wide open. The Rams look like sort of the cream of the crop after bouncing back from that embarrassing loss in Carolina. We'll talk NFL with him. And thanks to everybody who showed up at Gustin's. Look at this crowd. And thanks for you guys having a woman at the table. It's a damn sausage fest in here. So come on down. They'll be rolling with Miller Lite for a while. But I'm saying, Mick, next time bring some women, for God's sakes. You're from Australia. Use your accent. Where's your pride? Let's get the heck out of here. Day-Day, let's clear our throats. Day-Day, you get to clear your throat because you were part of the show today, man. Throw your 2 cents worth in.
I wasn't expecting that. Hey. But I will say this. Listen, whatever is going to happen at the end of the season with our Atlanta Falcons, I know it's very frustrating to have gone through the year that we've gone through. But a true fan base, we're going to have to stick with it regardless and just see how this thing turns out. Don't quit on this team.
Can I list my tickets?
Don't list your tickets.
Abe Gordon, clear your throat.
Bowl season starts on Saturday. You got two bowls, the L.A. Bowl and the Veterans Bowl. Shouldn't be happening. Saturday should be about Army-Navy followed by the Heisman. Keep Army-Navy as a standalone game. That didn't happen this year. Needs to happen from now on.
Hey, man, started the show talking about it with Michigan. They sandwiched a national championship with two of the most embarrassing situations we've seen in recent college football history. The cheating situation with Connor Stallions, the NCAA kind of giving a slap on the wrist, and now just unfortunately a tragic story about human frailty with Sherrone Moore getting got and subsequently now still in jail. But this doesn't happen in the SEC. Last time I checked, you know, we're supposed to be all about football and paying people and blah, blah, blah. Michigan, shame on you guys. You look down your nose at everybody. Get your own house in order. Abe, if you love the show.
You tell your friends.
If you don't.
You're just another member of the guys only table.
You guys know I love the NBA, and I'm not the only one. I've got friends who always are like, yo, come over and let's check out the game at my place.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.